quilts, these old timey quilts, you know, that's about out of date.
Well, that's sewing, isn't it?
Yeah, she does it with a needle and a thimble.
Mm-hmm.
Have quilting frames. Two long ones and two short ones goes across the end, because mm-hmm. the bed quilt's longer than it's wide.
Uh-huh.
And the short ones goes at the ends, and on the long side of the quilt, well, that's the long quilt frames.
Mm-hmm. Did she ever make those things where she used a quilting frame and put cotton or felt or something inside and then tack it?
She put up quilts and tacked them every bit, fixed it just exactly like she's going to quilt it out, but instead of quilting, running stitches, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, they come in circles like this. And then on the inside, they'll commence over there and run the first one. Then just about an inch or inch and a quarter by back, they just quilt it out that way. And then I've seen her fix it just the same way, like she's going to quilt. Instead of that, she just start her row of tacks and go plumb through. Come back and get a little further over. And tack it out. That's not, it's a quilt all right, but it's a tack quilt, not quilting.
They call that a tack quilt?
That's a tack quilt.
Is that ever called anything else?
Not that I can think of.
Comfort or?
No. She never made a comfort. The only comforts we ever had, she'd buy them out of the dry goods store.
What were
she
they?
She never would like them, never did like them.
What were they like?
Well, they're different colors.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether that is a cotton in them. I don't remember. She could tell me. Or some kind of a felt. They last pretty good, they're warm, but they're too heavy, bundles them, and they're bad to get knotted up.
Mm-hmm.
She never did care for them much.
Do you ever spread bedding on the floor when your children come to see you, or?
Bedding on the floor?
Yeah, with quilts down there or something?
Yeah. We call that a pallet.
Yeah.
A pallet.
Kids certainly do like that.
Yeah.
Get down there and sleep, play most of the night.
Well, it don't hurt to romp.
No,
it's my wife never did like for kids to play in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
But she on the pallet, she didn't care.
Yeah.
It didn't hurt that she had nothing other than the quills.
How's the country around here? Is it flat or what?
Yes, sir, it's more or less flat. Right around Ardmore, of course, now you get off a piece and you strike the brakes and hills, hollers. Now, north and west and southwest of here is more or less a prairie country. Level.
It's flat and grassy?
Yeah, yes, sir. Now you drop back east. And you hit the undergrowth, canyons, undergrowth is blackjack brush, post oak brush, thick you can't walk through. And you look at it, it looks like a lot of wood there, it's all chopped down, but there's more, just as much wood under the ground as there is on top. When you put it in cultivation, it takes you all the way to forever to get some roots out of it.
Huh.
And there's a strip of country out here, it's about, they don't use it. Use this word for it anymore like they used to. It used to be called Grub Prairie.
Grub Prairie.
Grub Prairie.
What does that mean?
Well, it's just a grubby country. The timber's taken off and left the stumps showing, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And it's plumb stump in lots of wood under the ground, that's roots. And they call it Grub Prairie. It's a sandy country. And that's where they used to raise the sweet potatoes and watermelons that come to this town. Sandy belt. That's what you need for watermelons and sweet potatoes.
Did that
Canada, they produce better on it than you do on this black land.
Was that rich soil out there?
Yeah, sand? When you first put it in cultivation, it's sure rich, but later on, it becomes so light that if it don't wash away, it'll blow away.
Huh.
In the spring, you know, when the wind's high.
What do you call it when you got good, rich, sandy soil?
A sandy loam, that's rich. Good sandy loam, that's what they call it when they're trucking it. And you go out about 3.5 by 3 miles. I can go and show you some of it now.